I'm here in town, and I'll be here through Friday. And then when I'm not in town, I'm back in Petersburg, and my number there is 772-4611. So feel free to give me a call anytime. I don't mind answering questions. If I don't answer the phone, it's probably because I'm in a Zoom meeting or seeing a client. But I promise I will call you back as soon as I can. And there's no question that's too small. I really don't mind at all. Feel free to give me a shout out.
Thank you so much, Erin. And I think one of the things or questions I've been getting a lot is that, you know, I may have been in the area of the person who has tested positive. Should I get tested? And I think you did a good job tonight of explaining that it's that sort of 10 minutes within 6 feet of contact, and that's kind of the trigger for close contact. So thanks very much. And if you have a question, make sure you reach out to Erin, and she is our expert on this, and she can give you a hand. So is there any last chance for any other questions for Erin? Yes, Assembly Member Gilbert.
Yes, I just had a community member text me and ask if having an unusual headache frequently, is that one of the symptoms?
That can be, you know, COVID presents in many different ways and it can be very ambiguous. So I would encourage anyone that has something that's not normal for them to give their medical provider a call and they can schedule to get testing, okay? Because COVID is just a tricky virus, and headache is one of those things that we do look out for, especially if it's something that's not normal for you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much. And again, Erin, thank you for coming on our meeting tonight. And Dr. Parker, also, thank you so much for being available on the meeting. We really, really appreciate it. Okay. Moving on to our next item, we have from the school district, our superintendent, Dr. Lancaster. You have some good news that we were able to receive today. Well, please go ahead and share with the community.
I actually want to just give a brief update about some other things too, as well as the good news, but the good news is tucked in there, and I'll be sure and highlight that if I need to. But my name is Debbie Lancaster, and I'm the superintendent of Wrangell Public School District. And good evening, Mayor Prezanko, assembly members, city borough manager Von Bargen, and community members. I really appreciate this opportunity to speak and the opportunity to give a brief update as to what kind of has been going on in the school district. This is definitely a busy place in our community and the state and the world and that sort of thing. So as you know, like all of the rest of you, we've had our share of challenges as our school year ended. We had a virtual prom, which of course, you know, who knew how to do that, but we had a socially distant graduation mixed with pre-recorded speeches and pictures, and our staff, students, parents all put their heads together and came up with a masterful and memorable experience for the class of 2020. Really worked hard to pull that off, and it was a good time. We also at the school district began our Smart Starts planning for August school opening. So we've got about 11 people so far, a group of various types of stakeholders that are tasked with generating ideas for the three sections of the Smart Start framework. So we're talking about starting school, and there are three areas that we need to focus on. The first area is the conditions for learning, which include health and safety protocols, parent family engagement, wraparound support and community services, transportation, trauma-informed practices, and social emotional needs, and then welcome back planning. The second area that we have to brainstorm and come up with some plans on is the continuity of learning. We've got to look at our learning gaps, our interventions, our school schedules, our delivery methods, our professional learning for educators, and our staffing. And then finally, the third area that we need to discuss and plan for in the next few weeks is the capacities for learning. So we've got to look at our connectivity, what what type of federal funding and flexibility we have, student activities and travel, which is a huge debate right now, facility use, sanitation funding, and then of course we're still in negotiating with our negotiated agreement, so any kind of consideration related to that. So now here's the good news, just going to highlight it here. So yesterday I looked at our most recent budget to actual report, and it showed that Wrangell Public School District has trimmed the spending enough this year for all kinds of reasons, enough to avoid withdrawing from our special fund account. We actually have a couple more weeks of expenditures to have our true and accurate actuals for the entire year. But this is huge for us, because now if we don't have to draw out of our special funds, we can do what the fund intended, which is save it for the next rainy day or leaky day or anyway. This was a big deal, and I know you will agree, because it's been a topic of discussion for quite some time now. So we're very proud of that. Moving on to just a different area before I wrap this up, our school leadership this year will be Jen Miller Yancey will continue to be the head teacher and assistant principal at Evergreen Elementary, and Bob Davis will be the head teacher and assistant principal at Stikeen Middle School and Wrangell High School. Both administrators are gearing up with some wonderful ideas to support teachers and staff, classified staff, to create the best learning environments, whether in the buildings, at a distance, or blended learning, whether in the buildings or distance learning. The smart start that we're planning, we have to plan all those three areas for whether we are a low risk community, a medium risk community, or a high risk community. So even though that was a lot of topics, we've got to do it times three, so that we can come up with all these different plans so that we can continue to have school, because the worst thing we can do is close school. And the reason that's the worst thing is because even if you only closed for one day, it is very difficult to restart again. So the Commissioner Johnson had mentioned that to the superintendents and the state directors today in a meeting, that we wanted to make sure that all of our planning could keep us fluid in providing education for our Smart Start. And through the reduction and realignment of our staff, we're excited to welcome three new staff members, a special ed teacher, an English language arts teacher, and then a new technology director. And then if we're permitted to have a gathering, we will probably most likely have our Title I welcome back picnic in August, if that's even possible, and everyone's welcome to join us and meet our new staff. I'm very proud of our staff. Our students, and our parents, they've worked together for solutions during a time that none of us ever predicted would ever happen in our lifetime. So again, I thank you for this opportunity to speak, and I wish each and every one of you the very best and safe evening. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Dr. Lancaster. Does anybody have any questions for the superintendent? Okay. Thank you so much. Really appreciate your time. Have a great night, Debbie. Good night now. Sorry, I just need to get back to my list here. I apologize. And last on our persons to be heard tonight, we have Angie Flickinger. Angie, are you on the line? Kim, do you know if Angie is on the line?
I don't know. I don't know what her phone number is. I only see one unidentified phone number, and I don't know if that's her.
You might have to press star six to unmute your phone.
Can you hear me?
There we go. We got you now, Angie. Please go ahead.
Okay. Thank you so much. I was double muted. Thanks so much for taking the time to listen. I sent in a letter to the members of the assembly last week, as well as some other folks in the city, and in the spirit of just opening up public conversation discourse, would like to read that here. So it's important that our community of Wrangell maintains an active role in discussing, examining, and actively dismantling the issues of systemic racism and police brutality that have reached their boiling point throughout our nation. Our community enjoys a degree of safety, comfort, and insulation from what occurs elsewhere. And for that, we're very fortunate, but we're most certainly not without systemic racial prejudice, oppression, and vulnerability to abuses of power in our small town. These elements are part and parcel of Wrangell's founding history, our historical statehood, and our country's foundations. And I think as a community at every level, it's super important that we continue to be mindful of these roots, to learn from this history, and to examine any residual impacts that still stand present among us today. With that in mind, I'd like to encourage our community leaders and elected officials to open conversation, to discuss and examine any explicit or implicit biases that might exist within the systems, policies, or infrastructure of our community. And I'm curious as to whether our local police force participates in any form of race bias or de-escalation training, or if our city has policies in place regarding peaceful de-escalation and alternatives to excessive use of force. If these policies and trainings are in place, I think it would be great to publicly highlight those at this time. And if not, there should definitely be discussion as to how we can start to incorporate and implement those things. I'd also encourage our police department to issue a public statement acknowledging the current state of affairs nationwide and condemn the use of excessive force, brutality, and racial prejudice within our local, state, and national systems. I think this would go a long way to demonstrate transparency, to show local leadership, build good rapport and trust within our community, and encourage a positive relationship with the public. The current national uprising against white supremacy presents a really fertile opportunity for us all to come together and to open discussions, to listen, learn, and intentionally shine a spotlight on any areas in our community where inequalities may have flown under the radar or become normalized as part of our mainstream society. I think that remaining silent on these issues is harmful, irresponsible, and only serves to perpetuate them. I do truly appreciate the good work of our local police department, as well as the time and efforts that you all put forth on behalf of our community. So thank you so much for listening and for considering.
Angie, thank you so much for that letter. Really appreciate that you took the time to write into the assembly. And I know I can tell you that the city manager is beginning some dialogues, and we are looking at the creation of a joint statement from the police department, assembly, and administration. Unfortunately, we were hoping to have that out for tonight, but given the Sunday with the positive test case, we were unable to get to that, and I do apologize. And we will be following up and working further on that. So thank you so much, Angie. Appreciate your time.
Yeah, thank you.
That is it for persons to be heard. So we're moving on to the next item, which is item 4, amendments to the agenda. Are there any amendments to the agenda? And if I could please ask tonight, just for everybody to make sure you use your hand, because I've got a lot of screens open and I can't see everybody all the time. Yes, Assemblymember Decker, amendment to the agenda.
Thanks, Mayor. I don't really have an amendment to the agenda, but I think Assemblymember DeLong's letter, I think she asked that it be read into the record. So I thought maybe under persons to be heard would be the right place.
Actually, the clerk and I spoke about that today, and as a letter of resignation typically isn't read into the minutes. I will default to what the clerk says on that.
So yes, through the mayor, I did send an email to Assemblymember DeLong and explained to her the process, which is to have the resignation be on an upcoming regular assembly agenda for assembly consideration and also for the assembly to direct me to advertise. So she is fully aware that it will be on the June 23rd meeting for assembly consideration, where the letter will be under that agenda item. And then I'll start advertising on the 24th with the appointment to be made on the 14th.
And so at that time, if Assemblymember DeLong wished to read her letter into the record, or I'm not sure where we're heading with reading letters into the record.
And it will be on the agenda, and it'll be in the agenda item as well.
Okay. Assemblymember Decker, does that answer the question for you?
Yeah. I just thought since she had requested it that that would happen, but I understand the process.
Thank you. Okay. Any other amendments to the agenda? All right. Seeing none. Number five, conflict of interest. Does anybody have a conflict that they'd like to declare at this time? Assemblymember Gilbert.
I need to declare a perceived conflict of interest on item 13A, the purchase of exterior doors and hardware for the elementary school. I'm a member of the school board, and as such, I lobby for the school, but I realize no financial gain.
You bet. Thank you, Assemblymember Gilbert, for bringing it forward. Yeah, I see no direct personal financial gain, as our charter explains there, as our rules explain. So I do not perceive that you have a conflict pending any dissension from the assembly.
Thank you.
Thank you. And hearing none, I think we can move on. Is there any other conflicts of interest? All right, seeing none. Moving on to item number six, consent agenda.
Move to approve consent agenda as submitted. This is Patty.
Moved by Assemblymember Gilbert. Second, please.
This is Ann. Second.
Been seconded by Assemblymember Morrison. Discussion? Seeing none. Poll vote, please, Kim.
Assembly members Decker?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
And Mayor Prasanka?
Yes. Item number seven, Borough Manager's Report. Lisa?
Hello, Mr. Mayor. I have a small handful of items to go over with you. I just wanted to let the assembly know I tried on Sunday to finalize getting a land development report to you. I was just able to email it out because something came up on Sunday. And so I wasn't quite able to finish it. So that just went out to you. That includes information about the surveys for the Institute property, the Edelin lots, and the Byford property. And hopefully that you'll get some much needed information from those summaries. And we anticipate bringing a contract award to you for the survey at the next meeting. So if anybody has any questions related to that, please let us know. We have over the past handful of weeks been advertising for the assistant diesel electric mechanic position and for the harbor admin position. We've concluded interviews and are hopefully going to be hiring for those two positions in the very near future. And I wanted to let the assembly realize that both of those are enterprise funds and considered to be necessary positions. The police department submitted a grant application for a separate CARES Act grant of safety entities, and they were successful in being awarded just over $20,000 in grant money. That award notification came today. The plan, what they submitted is funding to be able to have the two vehicles that are in the Anchorage area, our new police vehicle and the Forest Service vehicle that we got that is up at the Chugach National Forest, shipped down via barge rather than us having to go up and get them, just because travel is not an appropriate thing or necessarily the most safe thing to be doing right now. So that was part of the grant. And the other thing that they applied for is there's a sanitizing machine for police vehicles and for jail and other things that is mobile. So that can be used for sanitizing. So I just wanted to let you know that that grant money was received. We'll be bringing that to you at the next meeting to accept those grant funds. We also received this week our first batch of CARES money. So that is not reimbursable. They provide us with that chunk of money, and then we report back on what's been expended, and we need to get that first report to the state and provide that information to the assembly. But the money that we received is $2,061,747. So we do have that first tranche of funds in our hands. We received notification at the beginning of the week that CMS, that's the Center for Medicaid Services, a contractor of theirs, is going to be doing an audit on the Wrangell Medical Center quarter ending June 30th, 2018. I've reached out to Search as part of the asset purchase agreement. Search agreed to assist us in these closeout issues. And so Letha and their finance folks have agreed to assist us with that. So we'll be working with them on that audit, and we'll be keeping you closely informed on the information that comes from that. As I'm sure you guys are aware, those audits can sometimes result in additional payments to us, or perhaps show that we owe money back to CMS. So we'll see where that comes out. But I wanted to let you know that that audit is getting ready to take place, and we'll be working through that. The alternate isolation site lease was signed today. And I want to thank the mayor for his work putting all of that together for the facility. He worked with two different entities here in the community to figure out what the best deal would be for the borough so that we can, you know, maximize the value and minimize the expenditure and make sure that we have what's best in place for those people that might need to go in isolation. So with that in mind, we have leased the old sourdough lodge, and the terms of that are $5,000 a month while there is nobody in there. Once people go in, whether it's one or whether it's 10 in the facility, the rental cost goes up to $15,000 a month. And so obviously right now we don't have anybody in there. And I may defer to Captain Spray, who's on the line. I know that she was going to go over there today and take an initial look so that we could begin getting things set up and at least have a couple of rooms ready to go. Obviously the need, now that we know we've got a case here in town and there could potentially be others, and as more folks continue to come into the community, the need is greater than ever to make sure that we've got that isolation spot ready to go for folks. So Mr. Mayor, if I could, I'd like to have Captain Spray weigh in and see if she's got some additional information.
Absolutely. Go ahead, Dorian.
So the other employee and myself are going to be over there tomorrow to get things set up and looked at starting tomorrow morning. And then we also have a training for a shelter manager, which will be happening on Friday for most of the day on Friday. To just go through, so we're not overlooking anything. It wasn't necessary by FEMA guidelines, but I believe it's essential just for coverage, making sure we're doing everything proper. So we'll be taking part in that on Friday.
And if I may, Mr. Mayor, I will add just for the assembly's information that Lucy Robinson, our rec coordinator, has been brought on from her part-time status to full-time status, and she will be spending her extra time assisting Captain Spray in managing that facility. So we're able to use an existing employee and help cover off part of those benefits and part of her, a portion of her salary for managing the isolation unit there. So that'll be beneficial for us, certainly in terms of assisting with salary offset for a little bit of this year's budget and a portion of next year's budget as well. And I think, Mr. Mayor, that's all I've got right now on my report.
Any questions for the city manager? Okay, seeing none, move on to the clerk.
Good evening. So in my report, you could see that we had a successful day handing out hand sanitizer to some of the local businesses. We had 16 local businesses come in and to the assembly chambers, and they were masked up and social distanced, and it was a success. We still have several gallons of hand sanitizer left. So I believe Carol Rushmore was going to be putting in the next reopen Wrangell Task Force newsletter that businesses are welcome to come by City Hall to get some hand sanitizer. And I do see that, Christy Woodbury's on the line. So you don't have to unmute yourself, Christy, but if you wanted to come on down and get some more for Muskeg Meadows, please feel free to. And any other businesses that want to come down and get some, please feel free to do that. I can help you or Alicia Mullen, the deputy clerk, can help. But if you do, please bring your container and also please wear your mask.